When Walker first won election in 2010, his conservative positions were not entirely known by the electorate. When he won in 2012, some voters said they didn't necessarily support Walker, but they didn't like the recall process. Yesterday's election was more straightforward. It was a referendum on Walker and his policies during his first 4 years in office. Walker told Republicans his latest win showed the public supported his record.
It's interesting. When you think about the last couple months, if not the last couple years, it's interesting the challenges we faced. You see, there was a group out of Washington, Washington-based special interests, who thought they could spend a lot of money and a lot of time in the state and somehow convince the people of the state to be against something. I got to tell you, I'm an optimist. I believed all along if we got a positive message out, then in the end, people of the state wanted to be for something, not against something. And look what happened tonight.
Walker mentioned Washington 10 times in his speech, never in a flattering light. Similarly, when he praised the voters of Wisconsin, it morphed into a national message.
I met some amazing people who've come here from other countries to come to Wisconsin and to America. And you know what? To a person, all those people I've met who've been successful in this state have never once said to me the reason they came here was to become dependent on the government. No, the reason they came to Wisconsin, the reason they came to America is because in America, it's one of the few places left in the world where it doesn't matter what your parents do for a living. It doesn't matter what class you were born into. In America, you can do and be anything you want.
Walker also praised Democrat Mary Burke, mentioning his encounter with her at a campaign event the day before the election, when they both stopped what they were doing and posed for a picture.
And I know there are disagreements on policy issues, but I think that picture signalizes tonight that she had a great love for her state, just like her supporters did. Together, we are Wisconsinites more than we are Republicans or Democrats.
In Madison last night, where the mood was much more subdued, Burke told her supporters to keep fighting.
Tonight, Wisconsin reelected Governor Walker. And for many of us, it feels a bit like getting knocked down. But if I learned anything over the last 13 months, it is this. This state we all love so much is full of people and communities that can take a hit, but that never waver in getting right back up.
But for Democrats, last night was quite a blow. Republican Brad Schimmel won the attorney general's race. Republicans maintained control of the state Senate, growing their majority by one. And Republicans may have also increased their already large majority in the assembly. The end result is a state government even more conservative than when Walker was first elected, ready to carry out his agenda in January. And yet Walker's speech hinted strongly that he might be looking ahead to a run for president, said UW-Madison political science and journalism professor Michael Wagner.
If you're someone who thinks that Governor Walker is interested in running for president, you could find a lot of evidence in that speech to suggest that that's true.
When the governor was asked about his future plans last night by the Associated Press, Walker said his first priority was working on next year's legislative agenda. Any decisions about running for president, Walker said, we'll have to wait. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.